Module 10. What do we eat and how is it produced? Unit 21. Food processing and preservation. Activity 13. Hi everybody and welcome back. We have seen how some processes have been developed to provide new fruit products and to store surplus fruits over long periods. Today, I would like to say a few words about dried fruits. Dried fruits are produced by the removal of moisture to prevent microbial growth. Fruit, such as apples, apricots, peaches, and pears, are washed, trimmed, and pre-treated in various ways before drying. Apples and pears are initially peeled and freed from the core and seed compartment. Apples are cut into slices and given sulfite treatment to prevent enzymatic and non-enzymatic browning, stabilize vitamin C content, and also to prevent microbial activity. The pre-treated fruits are usually dried in the sunshine, followed by drying in drying chambers or tunnel dryers at 65 to 75 degrees centigrade. Let's go to the laboratory, where we will see how this is carried out in practice. Activity 14. Please sit down, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your hands-on experience in the lab. Along with drying, a very common way to preserve food, fruit as well, is canning. Stone fruits such as pears, pineapples, and apples are canned by heat sterilization of undamaged, aroma-rich, and not overripe fruits. Sterilization is carried out in cans and glass jars. The stone seeds are removed from the fruit. Apples and pears are peeled and sliced. Apricots are easily peeled after alkali treatment at 65 degrees centigrade. To avoid loss of aroma, fruits such as cherries, yellow plums, strawberries, and gooseberries, which shrink on heat treatment, are dipped prior to canning into a hot 30% sugar solution and then covered with a sugar solution in cans. The cans are vacuum sealed at 77 to 95 degrees centigrade for 4 to 6 minutes and then heat sterilized. The sterilization time and temperature vary with the type of fruits.